Vavakama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Vavakama Babli, Daf Samach Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, at the beginning of the seventh parak, parak Merubah. Merubah Midas Tashlumei Kefer, Midas Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha. Kefer, which is a double payment of a thief, applies in more cases than the payment of four or five. So Midas Tashlumei Kefer, Nehegef V'Dor Sheish Be'Ruach Chaim, V'Dor She'im Be'Ruach Chaim, ומנס תשלמי ארבע וחמישה, אינו נהגס אלא בשור, וסה בלבד, שנאמר, כי נוב איש שור או יסה וגיימה. Kefer applies to living and inanimate things, four or five applies only to an ox or to a sheep, as the Pasuk says in Shmoyis Chof Aleph Perek, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, if a man will steal ox or sheep and slaughter or sell it. אינו גיימה בחר גנב משלם תשלמי כפר, ואולי הדבר ואולי המריחר, One who steals from a thief does not pay kefil. If he later slaughters or sells it, he does not pay four or five. And the Gemara says, Minayin teisei lei. The Gemara asks, what is the source that kefil applies to living and inanimate things? Im yimatsei timatsei b'goyme. Ein li ela shor b'chamor v'se. Kushu oime chayim l'vabois kol ba'li chayim, hagnev l'vabois yasem v'taltimim. The Gemara answers, it's in the Pasuk, there in Shmois Chof Beis Pasuk Gimel, in Mimansei Timansei, teaches that only an ox, donkey, or a sheep. Chayim includes all living things. Haganeva includes metalfilim, which is movable objects. Olama Shor V'chamor V'seh, Imdor Shish Bei Hanaya L'mizbeach, Nisni Shor V'seh. The Gemara asks, since Haganeva includes movable objects, why did the Torah specify an ox, donkey, and a sheep? If it teaches that amongst the living things, we include only things from which the Mizbeach benefits, species which are kosher kavanas, then it should teach only an ox or a sheep. Tani Rishmo, Yotsu Karkoi, She'im Metaltilin, Yotsu Avodim, She'im Lecha Bahen Ela Tashmish, Yotsu Shtoish, She'im Lecha Bahen Ela Re'ir. Rishmo answers, the Torah taught three details to exclude land, which is not Metaltilin, to exclude slaves, which you only have rights of service, you don't bodily own them if they're Jewish slaves, and to exclude documents in which you have only a proof, but they have no intrinsic value. Rehabo asked, why was it not taught that kefil applies to a shomer's false claim of theft and to partners who was a partner in what he stole, and four and five do not apply to them? The Gemara does not answer this question. Hani, we're going to the Beit Ha'ish, let me Beit Ha'isha. The Gemara asks a question from a Baisa. The Pasuk says, the gun of the Beit Ha'ish is stolen from the house of the man, and not from a woman's house, meaning from her husband, who uses the property that she brought into the marriage. Kol Atzmai Ein Ksiv Re'eyu Ela B'Shel Metema Hachin. Re'eyu was written only regarding a boa, if one will lend to Re'eyu, and it's stolen, he'll pay kefil. And you say so? A husband is considered like a boa of his wife's property? Now we add these words, Ela mibeis ha'ish, ela mibeis ha'shoil. The Gemara answers rather, mibeis ha'ish is a not from a boa's house. The Torah teaches that a ganav pays kefil if he stole mibeis ha'ish. It's a gezeiras hakasa that he pays to the shomer. Ein ha'goinav achar ganav mishalem tashmei arba v'chamisha. The Mishnah taught that one who steals from a thief does not pay four or five. Ganav v'nignav memenu v'tafsu b'aylim et ha'sheni v'nishba lahem v'nteim v'mitzim min ha'sheni may be korban l'ashur v'nteim v'mitzim min ha'sheni eina may be korban shur. If one stole and it was stolen from him, and the owner caught the second thief, and he swore to him that he didn't steal, and later admitted, if you say that the owner can take from the second, he brings a korban asham gazeilos for the shur. If you say that he cannot take from the second, then he does not bring a korban shur. Ganav v'nignava memenu v'nimlach ha'sheni l'achzir intema yachzir l'baylim pa'am she'en moidim l'ganav intema yachzir l'ganav pa'am she'en moidim l'baylim pesad yachzir. The Gemara asks, well, if one stole and it was stolen from him and the second decided to return, if you say that he returns to the owner, sometimes the owner will not inform the first thief or collect all from him. And if you say that he returns to the first thief, sometimes the thief will not inform the owner and the owner will not get back his item. So what should he do? Yachzir l'baylim b'fnei ganav. He returns to the owner in front of the first thief.